Thank you, worship team. That's great. I give thanks to you for helping us to worship, and it's great to be here this weekend at this beautiful place to worship together. And it's also great to see the families up here serving together, the Shea family and Sherry and Daniel. And we just need Amber's parents to come up here next time to help serve and worship together as a family. So thank you. So on the way up here yesterday, Thursday, we drove up the 880, and my daughter looked over at and saw Best Buy off the side of the freeway, and there were people with tents camping out for Black Friday today. Boy, so, you know, you have to admire their zeal and their enthusiasm for deal, you know. And I know that God desires our zeal and our enthusiasm to worship Him as well. So it's great to be here together as a family to worship God. So I'm very thankful for that as well. So our speaker, oh yes, okay, is Dr. Timothy Tseng. He's a friend of mine. He's a pastor, the English pastor at Canaan Taiwanese Christian Church, which is right down kind of the street, right down 237 from us in Milpitas. I'm thankful that Tim is able to come here. His wife and two children who are both in college are back at home in their churches serving with their activities. So they're kind of separated. So thank you very much, Tim, for coming to serve us. So help me welcome Tim Tseng.
Thank you so much, Eugene, and it's really a pleasure to be here. I know that some of you might have had a chance to get acquainted at our workshop yesterday, but I want to thank you all for just inviting me and giving me a chance to share with you. Thank you, Helen, for translating. I know this will be very tricky. why don't we, let me just try to get this set up, and in the meantime, I want to say that it has been a joy to speak with the English ministry during this retreat. I had a very, very simple message, and they are really everyone is really very, very friendly to it. So I hope that the energy is still there after this 2 days. Okay, let me slow down and let you translate.
我很高兴这两天在英文组，我已经有了一些分享，然后希望大家现在的这个精力还是在的。
This morning I will have to speak slowly.
今天早上我会讲慢一点。
I need to so that Helen can translate.
这样我才能够翻译。
And I also need to speak more, I guess, boring because I can't say too many stories or to say too many things.
而且我发现可能会有一点点无聊，因为我不能讲太多其他东西。
So please bear with me.
请大家跟我, 就原谅我。
This is a real challenge because translation is very central to the gospel.
我们这个翻译主要是要以这个福音为中心。
If the gospel cannot be translated, Jesus' message cannot go to the entire world.
如果这个福音不能被翻译的话，耶稣基督的救恩没办法到世界各地。So
this is actually a very holy moment.
这实在是一个很神圣的时刻。I
know many of us are not comfortable with translation.
很多人在这里可能对翻译不习惯。But
trust me, that is how the Holy Spirit works.
但是相信我，这就是圣灵在工作。So
we hope, I pray that the Holy Spirit's power will go through these words.
我也为这个事情祷告，圣灵借着这个话来对我们说话。For
this morning, I just want to lay down a foundation about a biblical foundation about bearing fruit.
今天早上我主要就是要对结福音的果子来讲一些圣经的根据。And
the fruit of the gospel is the foundation for a church that brings together different people.
这个福音的果子是主要是教会把不同种族的人、不同多样化的人带到教会来的一个主要的根据。So
tomorrow I will try to talk about what that church looks like when different culture, language, ages are together.
明天我要讲的信息是当不同的文化种族多样化的教会的人在一起的时候是怎么样的一个教会。
And my hope is that these two messages will encourage your church.
我希望这两堂的信息能够鼓励大家。
And hopefully it will transform our hearts.
同样也能够改变我们的心。
So we will be open to translation.
所以我们可以对这个翻译能够打开心怀。
And open to embracing our differences.
然后可以接纳不同种族的不同多样化的人。
Because many people think that the gospel's healthy church is when everyone understands that everyone is comfortable with each other.
很多人都认为在教会里头大家都会觉得对大家感觉很舒服觉得很好。
And can speak the same language.
如果可以讲同样的语言更好。
Now there's some truth to that.
这是有一点根据的。
But the bigger and deeper truth is this.
但是更重要的真理在这里。
That God brings different people together to accomplish His purpose.
神把不同的不同文化的人带在一起来完成他的使命。
And when different people come together to accomplish His purpose,
当不同的人在一起的时候来完成神的使命的时候。
That is a truly healthy community.
那就是一个很健康的一个社区。
So please bear with me.
请大家跟我在一起。
So today I have three episodes to share.
今天我有三个主要的分段来跟大家分享。
I forgot to introduce my family.
我忘了来介绍我的家庭。
This is my wife and my son.
这是我的太太跟我的儿子。
My oldest son, Nathaniel.
我的大儿子 Nathaniel.
Can you guess which is which?
你能猜谁是谁吗？
Okay, I won't go far. my oldest son Nathaniel is now a senior at Santa Clara University.
我的儿子现在已经在Santa Clara 这个大学是四年级了。
And I look forward to his graduation.
我对他的这个毕业非常期望。
This is me and my second son, Benjamin. He's a first year student at Cal State East Bay.
他在那个州立大学 East Bay 是大学一年级。
So we have been living in the Bay Area for 12 years.
我们在湾区已经住了12年。
And I sure hope God keeps me here.
我希望神能够继续把我留在这里。
Our family has really enjoyed being here.
我家里真的非常喜欢待在这个湾区。
And we have really appreciated the diversity, the different Chinese, Asian, Taiwanese groups that we have interacted with.
而且我们非常的在教会里头多样化的中国人能够在一起实在非常的能够享受这样的环境。
I can't talk too much about them. I have to get to the message.
我没有办法再多介绍我的家庭，我必须讲我的内容。
Yeah. So let me move on.
Okay, 我就现在就讲我们的内容。
So the first episode.
第一个第一段落我要讲的是
the Bible and the Gospel.
是圣经跟福音。
Are they the same?
他们一样的吗？
Are they different?
他们不一样吗？
Well, let's begin by asking the question, what is the gospel?
那我们先来回答一个问题，福音到底是什么？
Anyone want to take a guess?
大家要不要猜一猜？
I'm listening. Shout it out.
喊出来吧。
Yeah? The good news, right. Okay, the gospel is literally...The announcement, the good news, the announcement of Jesus.
福音就是好消息。
And it's about this, that salvation has come to all nations and to all of creation.
就是救恩来到万国万民。
And also, there's now a new ruler of this world, and that's Jesus.
那这世界现在有了一个新的统治者，就是耶稣基督。
And even more amazing that in Jesus' death and resurrection,He is victorious, and he is the new king.
借着耶稣基督的死跟复活，他现在已经得胜了，他是我们的王。
And this is God's grace to us, God's love for us.
这就是神对我们的恩典。
And all of us sinners have opportunity to repent, to turn around, and follow a new way and a new king.
所以我们这些罪人都有机会能够忏悔，能够。回转，然后能够走一个新的路。
Does that sound like the gospel to you?
这是对你们听起来像是福音吗？
This is probably how you came to know Jesus when you heard this message.
当你们听到这样的我这样讲的时候，大概就是这就是福音，你们也听过这样。
And for many of you, this is why you go to church.
这就为什么你们到教会去的原因。
Because you are part of a team of people who are proclaiming this good news.
你们也是来宣告这好消息，一部分的人来宣告这好消息。
But how do we know whether this gospel is the truth?
那我们怎么知道这圣经讲的是真的呢？
The gospel.
对，福音讲的是真的呢？
Because the Bible tells me so, right?
因为这圣经跟我这么说。
So there we have the gospel and the Bible.
那我们现在有圣经又有福音。
The proclamation of Jesus Christ is based on the foundation of the Bible, right? The Bible is the foundation for the gospel truth.
圣经是福音的真理的源头。
And all of us who call ourselves, the kind of Christians we call ourselves are evangelicals or fundamentalists, we all believe this.
我们这些称为福音派或基要派的都是这么相信这个圣经的。
And we are under a lot of pressure to prove that the Bible is true.
而且我们有很大的压力来证明说圣经讲的是真的。
Because not everyone believes that.
因为不是所有的人都相信圣经是真的。
Many scientists think that the Bible is full of myths and legends.
很多科学家都相信说这个圣经是有很多的迷惑跟很多的迷思跟这个
I guess fairy tales.
还有一些神话故事。
But evangelicals like us want to believe and we try to prove that the Bible is truth.
但是我们这些福音派的人就是想要证明这个圣经是真的。
And it's a very difficult thing to do.
是蛮困难的事情。
But it's a challenge that's worthy of
us. 但是对我们来讲是很值得做的一个挑战。
But here is the problem.
现在有一个问题了。
Why are there so many different interpretations of the Bible?
为什么在外面有这么多对圣经不同的解释呢？
For example, you know that there are different kinds of Christians, right? Different denominations.
好比说好多不同的宗派。
Catholics.
有天主教
Lutherans
路德会
Reformed
有根正教
Wesleyan
卫斯理派
Holiness
圣洁会
Pentecostal
还有五旬节教派
And even liberal Christians
甚至一些自由派的
They all appeal to the same Bible
他们都是来到同样的圣经
But they all have different focus, different interpretation
可是他们都有不同的注意的方向还有不同的解释
And it gets even more worse than that
更糟的是
Because there are different teachers that people listen to.
还有不同的教师在教
Some follow John Piper.
有些人就跟随了 John Piper.
Some follow John MacArthur.
有些人就跟随了 John MacArthur.
Other follows Tim Keller.
有些就跟随了 Tim Keller.
And some follow Francis Chan.
有些人就跟随了 Francis Chan.
And others follow Watchman Nee.
有些人就跟随了尼托森
So how do we know what we know?
那我们到底怎么知道我们知道的是真的呢
Well, I want to argue that the reason why there are so many different interpretations
我要来跟大家来解释为什么有这么多不同的解释
It's because all of us bring our different experiences to the Bible
因为我们每个人都对圣经有不同的体验
I am a Chinese-American male
我是一个美国生的一个中国人
So I look at my life through that experience as a Chinese-American dude
我就从这个眼光来看圣经。
So when I read the Bible, the parts of the Bible that ring true to me are the ones that, you know, that Chinese American men like.
对我圣经对我能够有吸引的地方，就是我这个美国裔的中国男人看的角度。
So I like the more logical parts of the Bible.
我比较喜欢逻辑性的方面的。
I like to prove things.
我喜欢来证明事情。
My wife is a Chinese American woman.
我太太是一个美国生的中国的女人。
And actually she's 1.5. She came to America later than I did.
她不过她是来到美国比我还晚来。
She can still speak fluent Cantonese.
她还能够讲很流利的广东话。
And she can speak to her mother in Cantonese.
她也可以跟她妈妈讲广东话。
And thank goodness we have an unlimited cell phone package.
还好我们的这个电话这个是没有限制的。
But when she looks at the Bible,
当她看圣经的时候
she prefers the portions about women who are faithful.
她比较喜欢那个讲到圣经里头讲到女人很这个就是很有信心的部分。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the women who struggle and suffer.
还有女人在受苦难的部分。
People who overcome difficulties and emotional hardship.
她喜欢看那个人这个怎么战胜苦难的困难的部分。
Now, if we both started our own schools, a Bible teaching school,
如果我跟我太太分别开了这个圣经学校的话
We would teach very different things.
我们可能会教完全不一样的东西。
We can start two new denominations.
我们可能开了又开了两个不同的宗派。
Tim denomination and Betty denomination.
又开了一个 Tim 的宗派跟一个 Betty 的宗派。
So even though the Bible is the truth,
虽然圣经是真的。
We look at the Bible differently.
我们还是有不同角度来看这个圣经。
So because of that, it's sometimes hard to build this foundation.
因为就因为这样有时候蛮难建立这个根基的。
But I think we still can agree that there are some core biblical truths that are at the heart of the gospel.
但是我们还是相信在福音的中心里头有一些真理在。
And this is the part of the episode where you need to ask me, well, what are they?
但是你现在会问我那到底是什么呢?
Well, the answer is,
答案就是哦。
We have to look at the Bible.
我们必须要来看这个圣经怎么说的。
I want to say that the one core foundation that all of us share is based on the teaching of the Reformation.
我必须跟大家讲，我们大家很相信的一个福音的中心的是根据这个改革中的这个教导。
Now all Christians affirm that that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
大家都相信耶稣基督是我们的救主。
But the Reformation approach that we were raised in is very specific.
但是这个改革中的这个方式有很几点很特别的几点。
And essentially, if I can sum it up, it's this.
我来给大家做一个总结。
In God's sovereignty,
在神的主权里头
we have received grace through faith.
我们是借着信心来得到神的恩典。
Not by works or by the law of Moses.
而不是靠着行为，也不是借着摩西的律法来得到的。
Does that make sense to you?
对大家很同意吗?
And I think every one of us are rooted in this tradition.
我想大家都是根据这个真理来的。
Right? Is that true?
是不是呢?
And there are Bible passages that people who come from this tradition emphasize.
这是我们大家所注重的。
And here is one example, the probably the best and clearest one.
在以弗所书二章八节里头。
For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Okay, the key words are grace and faith.
这里有几个所字。
And not works.
就是恩典还有信。
So we believe that God generously gave himself to us to save us.
我们很相信神很大方的给了我们这个恩典。
We cannot earn our salvation.
我没有办法赚到这个恩典的。
I cannot be a morally good person to be saved.
我没有办法是一个道德很好的人而得到这个恩典。
And just because I don't lie a lot.
就因为我不撒谎。
It doesn't mean that God will save me.
就并不表示神会救我。
Even if I'm faithful to my wife until we both die.
但是如果就算我对我的太太很忠心，我们还是不会得到这个恩典。
That's right. We don't necessarily get saved.So I think you all heard this message, right? You know that your good works are not good enough to be saved.
我想大家都知道，我们靠着好的行为是没有办法得救的。
And this all comes from the Reformation teaching.
这都是完全由改革中的这个教导来的。
And I want to add more to that. There are more passages.
我想要再多加几个圣经经节。
In Romans chapter 3 verse 21 to 24.
在罗马书三章二十一到二十四节。
Paul again emphasizes this point.
保罗再次强调这样的看法。
But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
Okay, now, apart from the law,That's a very critical term.
就是说从神的义apart from the Lord.
Yeah, that's okay. Verse 21.
Okay.
Verse,
yeah. 如今在神的义在神神的义在律法以外已经显明出来。
What is Paul talking about?
到底保罗在讲什么?
Is he talking about like the US laws and regulations? You know, like don't cross a red light.
到底是在讲这个美国的法律不要犯交通规则呢?
He's talking about the Jewish law that he himself was a teacher of.
他是在讲这个犹太人摩西的律法。他以前所教导摩西的律法。
Because, as a Jewish leader, he believed that in order to be saved, one had to follow the law of Moses.
在他以前的教导里头，保罗相信一个人要得救必须靠遵守摩西的律法。
But since he converted, as you noted, he now discovers that salvation doesn't come from the law.
但是后来保罗他得救了，他就相信这个靠着律法是没有办法得救的。
But through faith in Jesus Christ.
但是是靠着恩典跟信心。
So he then concludes in later on that there's no difference between a Jew and a Gentile.Because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that comes by Jesus Christ.
实在是不管你是犹太人或者是这个外邦人，世人都犯了罪，都亏缺了神的荣耀。
Okay, so
但是必须蒙神的恩典才能得到救赎。
Okay, so are you all still with me? Because this is pretty complicated. I know.
Okay. 你们大家都还跟我一起吗？
Because here Paul is making a very, very important point that It doesn't matter if you follow the Jewish law because you still need Jesus Christ.
在这里保罗讲得非常清楚，不管你到底有没有跟随这个摩西或是犹太人的律法，你还是必须要，你还是不能靠着行为来得救的。
So therefore, you need, even a Gentile can be saved, but not without the use of the law.
甚至外邦人也可以得救。Okay.
All right. Let's move on. I'm sorry. It's just, and there's another verse, this is again a key verse. I'm just trying to demonstrate how to reform Christians interpret the Bible. Okay. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 15 to 16.
在哥罗西加拉太书第二章。
And here,
15到16节
Paul is talking about Jewish Christians, and he says, "We who are Jews by birth and not sinful Gentiles, know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith in Jesus Christ."
在这里说，我们这生来的犹太人不是外邦的罪人，既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督。
So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law, because by the works of the law, no one will be justified.
所以连我们也信了基督耶稣，使我们因信基督称义，不因行律法称义，因为凡有血气的，没有一人因行律法称义。
Okay, very, very complex, right?
好像有点复杂。
Do you study this all the time every Sunday? Just out of curiosity.
我们周日都这么讲到的吗？
Yeah, is this always on your mind?
这是不是常常你们都想到这些事呢？
Probably not.
大概不是这样。
Because it's very deep discussion, a very deep discussion.
讲得很深入。
But the main point is this, whether you're Jew or Gentile, the law cannot save you, the Jewish law cannot save you, but you need faith in Jesus Christ.
但重点就是在不管你是犹太人或者是外邦人，这个摩西的律法是没有办法让你得救的，唯有耶稣基督才有办法让你得救。
Let me ask you then,
那我来问你好了。
When you read all this,
当你读这些的时候
，How does it make you feel?
你的感觉是什么
？I'm sorry, my father is skyping me.
对不起，我爸爸在找我。
I told him I was here, but I guess I didn't call him and say happy Thanksgiving. So he's calling.
我跟他讲我在这讲到，但他还是打来找我。
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, I got distracted. But when you read this.I think most of us, when we look at this, we say our eyes glaze over. Say, this is not really that exciting, right? I think that I'm honest. Be honest about that, right?
大家看了这个会，也许会觉得好像没有那么兴奋。
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really connect because, yeah, I know I'm saved by grace, but all this law stuff, oh.
好像跟我没有什么关系，因为我知道我不是靠着行为得救，我是靠恩典得救。
Yeah, so,
可是这些讲这么多律法，好像挺复杂的。
It's like listening to some lawyers debate.
好像在听一些律师在讨论事情。
So honestly, that's why pastors don't always preach on these passages.
所以牧师常常不讲这些经句。
But I want to say that there's a reason why this is so important, and hopefully what I share today will open the doors to that, to expand that more.
但是我跟大家讲这些是非常重要。那我今天这么讲的时候，希望对大家能够有一些作用。
The people who lifted these passages up and made them the core to our belief are these two guys.
这两位先生是这个改革中把这教导讲的最把它讲的最完全的人。
So when you go to heaven, you can blame them.
所以你到天堂去的时候可以来责怪这两个人。
Martin Luther and John Calvin.
马丁路德跟加尔文。
And it's important to understand why those passages were so important to them.
这为什么这些经句对他们这么重要呢？
Anyone want to take a guess?
大家要不要猜猜看？
All right, I'll try my best. I'm not sure how well I can articulate this, but I'll try. Well, first of all, they lived at a time when the Roman Catholic Church was the dominant church in all of the land.
他们当时活在的这个时代背景是罗马天主教统治的时候。
Mm-hmm. And the Roman Catholic Church was such a powerful spiritual and political force in Europe.
在那时候，罗马天主教在不管在政治上或在宗教上是完全的这个主导的。
And they had a very very tight teaching about how a person can be saved.
他们有对一个人能够得救有非常严谨的教导。
One had to go to church all the time.
一个人必须要常常到教会去。
One had to confess their sin to a priest.
他必须要对神父要认罪。
And one couldn't even read the Bible by oneself.
而且人不能自己读这个圣经的。
Only the priest could read the Bible.
只有那个神父可以读圣经。
And the priest is supposed to read it in Latin, not in the vernacular, like German or French.
那神父必须读拉丁文的圣经，也不能读德文或者是法文。
Mm-hmm. So, or even English.
甚至英文他也不能读。
So if you were a Christian under the Roman Catholic Church,
如果你是当时的基督徒在罗马天主教统治之下的话，
you have no room to look at the Bible yourself.
你实在是没有机会来读圣经。
And you have to learn everything from a priest who doesn't speak your language.
然后你必须从一个不讲你语言的这个神父里头来得到这些教导。
And it could be very scary.
非常非常的吓人的。
Because they have all these saints and their statues everywhere.
而且他们有很多的这个圣徒啊，这雕像到处都是。
So when you go to the church, it feels like everyone's looking at you.
然后你到他们教会去，你觉得每个人都那些雕像都在看着你。
So for most people, this is not so bad. It's a fun spiritual practice. It's not too bad.
对有些人来讲，这样的经验不是那么糟糕。
But by the time Martin Luther arrived,
但是马丁路德到的时候，
the church had become very corrupt.
那时候教会非常的腐败。
And they were using their teachings to abuse people.
他们用他们的教导来虐待人。
For example, if somebody wanted a relative to be saved or to move from a purgatory to heaven, you have to give money.
好比说你必须从这个是要到天堂的话，你必须要给钱。
So the more money you give, the more opportunity for your dead relatives to go higher into heaven.
你甚至给的钱越多，你死去的这个亲友越有机会上天堂。
So it was a spiritually abusive system.
实在是一个是这个属灵上面是很这个虐待。
Yeah. How's the word abuse translated?
被滥用。
Yeah.
对 yeah. 被滥用。
Spiritually abuse. Yeah.
被滥用了。
And for very good reasons, Luther and Calvin protested the abuse.
那马丁路德跟加尔文就来反抗这样的事情。
And the way they protested the abuse was to look at the Bible again.
他们来跟大家讲的这个控告他们就是大家再来重新看圣经。
And when they looked at the Bible again, they realized that they had to reform the church and purify the church of its corruption.
那当他们在这样做的时候，他们就发现圣经需要被改革，圣经需要被重新再变圣洁。
So they appealed to three phrases.
他们就有了三个口号。
They were sort of the cheers, the three cheers of the Reformation.
有三个改革的口号。
Sola gratia.
第一个 sola gratia
is by grace alone.
是完全就是靠恩典。
Not by our own efforts.
得救不是靠人的行为。
Because the Catholic Church had taught that if you do good deeds, you will receive God's grace.
因为天主教的教导就是你做好事，你就会得到神的恩典，是不对的。
They also said by faith alone, but not by works.
他们而且也说是完全是靠信心而不是靠行为。
Because the Roman Catholic Church again said that your faith is only made whole if you do good works.
因为完全跟罗马天主教的教导是不一样的。
And by scripture alone, not by church tradition.
而且是完全根据圣经，不是根据教会的历史。
So the church, again, they did not allow anyone to read the Bible on their own. They had to, it was a priest who had to teach the tradition of the church.
那说的天主教教会，他们是神父才能读圣经的，这样的传统是不对的。
So because of this, the reformers looked at these passages and said, look, God is setting us free from the law of Rome.
他这些改革中的人就跟人民讲说，神是要叫我们得自由的。要从这些天主教的这些枷锁里头得到自由的。
And for that time, it was a powerful message.
在那个时候来讲，对人来讲是一个非常有力量的言论。
How about for us?
那对我们来讲呢？
Listen, I'm sharing all of this to you, and you're going, oh.
我现在跟大家分享，大家好像不痛不痒的。
And you know, the reason is because we don't live in those times.
那主要就是我们不是活在他们当时的情况。
So these words don't have the same meaning for us, right?
所以这些字对我们来讲好像没有那他们的感觉。
But you know, this is something that I'm really worried about for us. Let me back up and say, this approach is not wrong. This is a good and great way of interpreting the Bible.
这实在是一个很好的来解释圣经的一个方法。
It is very powerful.
非常的有力。
Because every time we turn our Christian life into a life of doing good works.
因为我们每次在讲说我们的要做好行为的时候。
Every time we turn our faith into a series of obligations.
当我们把我们的信心转到一些该做的事情的地方。
Our checklist of doing good.
好像这些事情要做这些事就可以好。
Then we have lost the essence of God's grace.
那我们就失去这个神的恩典的意义。
Right? Isn't that true?
是不是呢？
Yeah, you don't come to church just because you have to do good works.
你不需要来到教会，因为你做了好事来到教会。
You can be a Buddhist and do that.
你可以让这个佛教徒去做。
And there are many good Buddhists who do lots of good works, right? Isn't there some big Buddhist organizations in our neighborhood?
对，很多佛教机构他们做的好事更多。
But we are Christians because of God's grace who loves us, embraces us, and just saves us out of his generosity.
我们得救完全是因为神给我们的恩典，神对我们的怜悯。
So this is a very powerful way of looking at the Bible.
这实在是来很有力的来看圣经。
But I'm concerned because today,
但是我今天我很担心。
There are many, many people who have taken this Reformation teaching and are trying to force everyone to believe it in a very, very narrow way.
我很担心就是今天有一些人拿着这些改革中的教导，然后用一个很狭窄的方式要大家来相信。
Instead of being loving and caring, it's become dogmatic and exclusive.
他们强调的不是去爱你周围的人，而是很强调一些教条式的。
Among young Asian Americans,
在中国华裔的一些年轻人里头
，There's a large number of people who are following teachers who teach that you have to believe these reformed teachings, otherwise you're not truly Christian.
有很多人就教导，就是说，哎，你必须要完全的相信这种改革中的教导，要不然你就不是一个基督徒。
And people who look at the Bible a little bit more openly get criticized and they're judged very very harshly.
但有些人如果对圣经有稍微开放一点的看法，他们就对他们有严格的指导指正。
Our young people today are facing a new fundamentalism.
我们的年轻人今天所面临的一个是新的这个基要派的一个新的运动。
And I am very worried.
那我非常的担心。
Because even though I believe in the Reformed teachings,
虽然我相信改革中的教导。
I don't believe that we have to be a fundamentalist and so narrow about it.
但是我并不相信我们要完全那么的这个像他们新的基要派的这个那么狭隘的教导。
So I'd like for us to look at the Bible again.
我必须强调的是重新再来看圣经。
Without throwing away the Reformation teachings.
没有把这些改革中的教导丢掉。
Let's look deeper at what is going on in the New Testament.
那我们来看看新约里头的教导到底是什么呢？
And let's find out what is at the heart of the gospel.
到底福音的心在哪里呢？
And I would say that if you look at Galatians 3:14, we see it right here.
那我们来看一下加拉太书三章十四节的时候，我们就可以看到。
And Paul says, Christ redeemed us in order that the blessings given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, so that by faith we may receive the promise of the Spirit.
在三章十四节加拉太书里头提到，这便叫亚伯拉罕的福因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
So why did Jesus bring salvation? What is the good news all about?
为什么耶稣把这个救恩带给我们呢？这个新好福音到底是好消息到底是什么呢？
Because all the blessings that belong to the people of Israel,
因为所有给这个以色列人的福气，
all of God's promises to them,
所有神对他们的应许，
all of God's promises to Paul and his fellow Jewish Christians,
所有神对保罗跟他的信徒们的应许，
might come to the Gentiles.
同样可以临到外邦人。
Does that make sense?
对你们来讲，同意吗？
Okay. That is the heart of the gospel.
这就是福音的中心。
I mean, it's true, salvation by grace is very much part of it, but why? Why is salvation by grace so important?
为什么靠着恩典而得救是这么重要呢？
Because by grace alone and not by Jewish laws can Gentiles come into the church.
因为不是只有以色列人，只有犹太人可以到教会来，是外邦人也可以到教会来的。
Because of grace alone.
因为靠着恩典，他们都可以到教会来。
So the church in the earliest times was primarily a Jewish Christian community.
在早期的教会主要还是一个犹太人为主的基督徒的教会。
No one could imagine that the gospel would be shared with non-Jewish people.
很少人他们简直不相信我们的福音可以跟外邦人，当时的外邦人，就是非犹太人来传。
So for the first 8 chapters of Acts,
所以前面八章所讲的，
it's all about the Jewish Christians in Jerusalem, right?
完全都是讲到这个犹太人在耶路撒冷的犹太人。
And it's not until Acts chapter 9, 10, and 11 when the gospel gets opened up to the whole world.
一直到了使徒行传第八章以后才把福音传给外邦人。
And in order for that to happen, the churches had to make a theological discussion.
在为了让这个福音能够从犹太人里传到外邦人，这个教会必须做很大的这个讨论跟改变。
And they had to recall what did Jesus teach them.
他们必须重新再思想耶稣基督到底教导他们什么。
And they start to realize that Jesus wants them to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth.
他们开始体会到耶稣基督的心是要他们把福音传到地极。
Jesus wants the gospel to welcome Gentiles.
耶稣基督要我们的福音是能够欢迎外邦人。
And they remembered from Matthew chapter 22.
他们在马太福音第二十二节里头，
when Jesus was in a conversation with the Pharisees,
跟法利赛人的耶稣跟法利赛人的对话里头，
in verse 35,
在三十五节，
one of the Pharisees, an expert in the law of Moses, tested Jesus with this question.
内中有一个是律法师要试探耶稣，对，就问他说，
Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law?
夫子律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？
And what did Jesus say?
你看耶稣说什么呢？
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
耶稣对他说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
He's quoting from Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5.
他是从生命记六章五节里头引出来的。
And he said this is the first and greatest commandment.
他说这是诫命中的第一且是最大的。
At this point, the Jewish teachers would say, hey, that's cool. That's exactly what we believe.
Hey, 这些法利赛人说，对啊，我们就相信这件事的。
Yeah, God has a special relationship with us Jewish people, so all we have to do is just love him.
对啊，神对我们这个犹太人本来就是这样子啊，我们就是要爱人就是。
Yeah, love God.
爱神就是了。
Yes. But then Jesus adds in verse 39.
然后在39节，他耶稣在家。
The second is like this.
而且是第二次来。
And he knows Jesus is already probably smiling inside. he's probably saying, I got you now.
Yeah. 耶稣他心里可能在笑，你们这些人我逮到你们了。
Love your neighbors as you love yourself.
他说要爱人如己。
And he's quoting from Leviticus 19:18.
他是从这个利未记里头十九章里头引出来的。
This is like a dagger into that Pharisee's heart.
就好像对那个法利赛人是一个重大的打击。
Because the Pharisees could not even believe that God would want their blessings to go outside the Jewish people.
因为这些法利赛人没有办法相信神的心意是要把他的爱也给外邦人。
In fact, they were taught that everyone who is not Jewish is our enemy.
而且他们甚至相信，法利赛人甚至相信这个外邦人是他们敌人。
And yet Jesus says to them, you know,Those Gentiles who live next door to you, you gotta love them too.
那耶稣对他们说，那些住在你隔壁的那些外邦人，你也要爱他们。
And he adds, and Jesus in verse 40 makes it even more clear that all the law and prophets hang on these two commandments.
在第四十节的地方，耶稣把他讲得更清楚，说这两条诫命是律法跟先知一切道理的总结。
So what is Jesus saying to the Jewish leadership?
这耶稣对这些犹太人的这个他们的这些领导讲了些什么事呢
？I think he's saying this.
我想他讲的是
，You're not completely wrong.
你不是完全错的。
But you're missing this very important piece.
但你们忘了有一个很重要的一点。
You have turned my love into an exclusive love just for Jewish people.
你们把我的爱只限制在犹太人里头。
But I wanted my love to be shared with all nations.
但是我要神的爱到所有的万国万民。
But you Jewish people are trying to hold it to yourself.
但是你们这些犹太人只把你们把神的爱把它抱在你们中间。
In fact, go back to your own Bible.
那回到圣经看上怎么说的
？The Hebrew scripture. Look at that.
你们看看这个希伯来上面的。经句上怎么说的
and if you look at when the Bible talks about law and prophet, that's the Hebrew scripture. Law is the first five books of the Bible, and the prophets is everything else.
对，这讲到那时候讲到的圣经就讲到这个希伯来的这个律法书这些。
Look at what your own scripture teaches you.
你们看看你们的律法书上怎么说的
？And you will discover that God chose you to be a beacon of hope for the world.
神是要你们去爱世上所有的人的。
But you have tried to control and keep God's grace to yourself.
但是你们却把神的爱跟恩典就只留在你们中间。
And then later on, in a different chapter,
在不同的章节里头
another Pharisee asked, well, who's my neighbor?
那另外一个法利赛人就问说，哎，我的邻居到底是谁？
And do you remember Jesus' story?
那你记得耶稣怎么说吗？
The Good Samaritan, right? The one who's not even Jewish.
耶稣讲到的就是好撒玛利亚人的故事，他根本就不是犹太人。
I don't have to go into that, but you know that story.
那你们都知道这个故事。
And then in the Beatitudes in Matthew 5:44, he reinforces this point.
在马太福音五章十四节里头，他再次强调这个事情。
But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
五章四十四节说，只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
So when the early Christians recalled Jesus' teachings,
当这些早期的这个信徒在回想耶稣对他们教导的时候
，and then suddenly these non-Jewish people were coming into the church, want to come to the church.
那突然间，这些非犹太人想要到教会来
，something changed.
事情就改变了。
Something remarkable changed.
事情就很大的改变。
The Holy Spirit was at work.
那圣灵就在这中间来做工了。
And I'll just share one more or maybe two more stories to demonstrate this.
我来跟大家再分享一两个故事。
Are you all familiar with Acts chapter 10?
你们大家对使徒行传第十章的故事大概都有点了解。
Okay. And this is a story about how Peter, got into a relationship, met a Roman centurion named Cornelius. Do you know that story?
这是有关于彼得跟意大利营的百夫长之间的一个故事。
Yep, and this story is very simple. This angel goes to Cornelius.
这个故事很简单，就是这个天使先到这个哥尼流的家里。
And Cornelius, as I said before, is a Gentile.
哥林流是一个外邦人。
But he cared about poor people.
但是他对穷人很有爱心。
And he also loved God.
他同时是一个敬畏神的人。
Even though he didn't know who this God is.
甚至他连神是谁都不知道。
So an angel appeared to him.
那天使到哥林流的家里。
And told him, go to Peter.
他说到彼得那儿去。
And ask Peter to come and teach you so that I can show you who I am.
叫彼得到你家来教你，所以我可以让你彼得教你什么是神。
So Cornelius sends some of his servants to go fetch Peter.
所以哥林流就派人到彼得家去把彼得请过来。
At that very moment,
在同时发生的时候
，Peter was on top of his roof. He had a roof patio, really nice.
彼得就到他的屋顶去。
He probably finished his barbecue.
他可能在上面在烤肉。
And was drinking his beer.
可能在喝啤酒。
I'm just, you know, and he's looking at this around him, all the beautiful Jerusalem all around him, right?
他可能就看着这个耶路撒冷城这样正在享受的时候。
Maybe he drank too much.
可能喝太多了。
So he fell asleep.
他就睡着了。
So when he fell asleep, he had a dream.
他开始有异象。
And in this dream, God brings down from heaven a big bag.
在异象中呢，神就把这个一个很大的这个布帘子把它降下来。
Okay. Yeah, and inside the tarp were snakes, pigs.
在这个降下来的布里头有昆虫，有蛇，有猪。
Maybe a giraffe in this picture, maybe a hippopotamus. Who knows, right? Animals that you and I would never eat, even though Chinese people can eat almost anything.
对，就可能什么都有啊，什么动物都有。开玩笑，不过就是说，这意象中有块布，上面有四足的走兽、跟昆虫、跟天上的飞鸟。
Yep, all kinds of food that a good Jewish person would never eat.
这些东西是一个犹太人是不会吃的。
Just like today, the kosher. You know, if you eat kosher, it means that you're not eating pork.
就好像今天的犹太人里头很多是不吃猪肉的。
Because the Old Testament law forbids Jewish people from eating certain kinds of animals.
因为在旧约里头，这个犹太人的律法里头是不准犹太人吃一些东西的。
These animals are considered unclean.
这些动物对他们来讲是不洁净的。
So Peter,
所以彼得
he saw this vision.
他看到这些动物降下来。
And God was showing Peter this vision.
那神对彼得有这个意象。
And God said, "Take and eat these, you know, these animals."
那神对彼得说，起来宰了吃吧。
And grill them on your barbecue grill, you know.
去烤来吃吧。
And I'll teach you what kind of rubs to use, and you know what kind of sauce to use.
我会教你用一些什么酱料。
And Peter says, "What?"
彼得说，主啊，这是不可的。
What are you talking about?
你在说什么呢？
Is that really you, God?
这真的是你吗？
You're telling me to eat something which I'm not allowed to eat by your law?
因为凡俗物和不洁净的物我从来没有吃过的。
Okay, so then, you know, there's a moment of silence.
可能有一段安静的时候。
God shows the vision again.
然后神又再次的跟他显现这个意象。
And again Peter said,
在第二次彼得又说了。
What?
怎么呢？
And you still really, are you serious? You really want me to eat this unclean animal?
你真的要我吃这些不洁净的东西吗？
And more silence.
那更有一段安静的时候。
And then the third time.
然后第三次又来了。
Well, maybe this time the reaction wasn't as strong.
那这次彼得的反应可能没那么强烈了。
But if you notice, Peter has this, he's a little bit hard to learn. He takes a long time to learn.
因为彼得这个人大家也知道他需要久一点的时间来学习。
He denied Jesus three times, right?
因为他三次不认主。
Yeah, and also Jesus had to reinstate him three times, right? Do you love me more than these three times?
所以耶稣说你爱我吗你爱我吗三次。
So again, three times, God is teaching him a lesson. He finally figures it out.
所以同样的在这意象里头耶稣神用三这个同样的意象显现了三次来教导彼得。
So, right at that moment, a knock on the door.
就在这个当时呢就有人来敲门了。
And Peter goes downstairs and opens the door.
彼得就到楼下去把门打开。
And he sees these three Gentiles at the door.
他就看到有三个外邦人来找他。
And, you know, if he didn't have this vision, this would have been his response.
What?
如果他没有看到神的异象，他的反应一定说什么啊？
How dare you come to my house? You are a Gentile.
你们这些不洁净的外邦人怎么可以到我家里来呢？
In fact, don't come closer. You're making my house unclean.
你们不要到我家的门口，甚至不要靠近啊！你们会让我家变得不干净。
But he didn't respond that way.
但是因为他有了这个异象之后，他就不这么反应了。
Right, though he learned a lesson.
他学到了。
So after he invited them in, which was very a taboo, he invited them in.
那他把他们请进来。
He allowed them to stay overnight.
他就让他这些人过夜。
And he found out that Cornelius wants to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
然后他就发现哥尼流想要听福音。
So the next day he gets out and goes to Cornelius's house.
第二天他们就跟他一起到了哥尼流的家里去。
And he realizes that these Gentiles really love God.
他就发现这些外邦人是很爱主的。
And they thought he was a god.
他们这些外邦人甚至认为彼得就是神。
So Cornelius came and bowed down at his feet.
那哥尼流就到他的跟前来就跪下了就。
So Peter said to them, don't bow at my feet. This is something really important that's happening.
那彼得就说请你不要在我脚前拜我。
I'm learning something from God.
我从神那里得到了这个。
I'm learning that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. That's Acts 10:34.
他说神已经显示我了，不论什么人都不可以做俗或不洁净的。
This is a very pivotal moment in the history of the church.
这实在是一个非常重要的时刻。
If Peter and Barnabas and Paul did not arrive at this conclusion,
如果保罗跟巴拿巴没有这个结论的话
，We would not be believers.
我们就不会是一个得救的人。
And the Christian movement would have died as a Jewish cult.
我们这个基督教的运动就会停在。
So at this point, Peter realized that the good news of Jesus Christ is for all people.
这时候彼得已经相信了这个好消息是要传给所有的人的。
But the matter was not yet settled.
但是这个事件还没完美。
There were still other problems.
还有其他的问题。
Because many of the Jewish Christians would ask, well, what about our Jewish identity?
那有些犹太人就说，那我们这些犹太人的这个特性怎么办呢？
What about the law?
那这些律法书怎么办呢？
Maybe the Gentiles, when they join us, should become Jewish.
也许这些外邦人来了之后应该变成犹太人。
So, you know, all the men, you know, we have to circumcise them.
那这些进来的男人是不是都应该受割礼呢？
Yeah, and that sounds very painful.
是很痛苦的事情了。
I think babies can handle it better than adults.
我想小 baby 是可以受割礼，没问题。
And not only that, all the Gentiles who become Christians have to follow all the other laws of Moses.
那是不是这些外邦人信了主之后都要来服从这个律法书上所写的呢？
It's at this very moment that all of Paul's letters were written.
就是在这个时刻，这一段期间，保罗的书信就是都写出来了。
So when you read Paul's letters,
当你读保罗的书信的时候，
he is responding to this problem.
他就回应这样的问题。
Yes, justification by grace through faith. Yes, that's true.
是的，我们是靠着恩典得救的。
But what he's really saying is that we don't need to follow the Jewish customs and laws to be saved.
而且他也强调，我们不需要来遵守犹太人的律法来得救的。
Because God wants everyone to be in His kingdom, not just Jewish people.
因为神是心意，就是要所有的人都能够得到福音，不只是犹太人。
But like all people, there's debate.
不像这些人还在那边。讨论呢。
There are some Jewish Christians who didn't agree.
有些犹太人他就不同意。
So they had a fight.
他们就必须要争吵起来。
They came and said to Paul and to Peter, no, we want all new Gentiles to become Jewish.
这些人就说，哎，这些外邦人应该都变成犹太人。
They must be circumcised.
他们必须要受割礼。
So there was a big debate.
所以就有很大的争论。
But by the time we get to Acts chapter 15,
到了使徒行传第十五章的时候
，The church decides we are going to take the side of grace.
这教会就决定了，我们必须要
把这个恩典好好的定义。
So James speaks up and pronounces the judgment of the council.
这个雅各就起来讲话了。
He says in Acts 15 verse 19,
他在15章19节里头说
It is my judgment therefore that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God.
所以据我的意见不可难为那归服神的外邦人。
Instead, we should write to them and just tell them to abstain from food polluted by idols.
只要写信吩咐他们禁戒偶像的污秽跟奸淫并勒死的牲畜跟血。
From sexual immorality,
从禁戒奸淫
and from the meat of strangled animals and from blood,
并勒死的牲畜跟血。
You don't have to be circumcised.
我们不需要外邦人去受割礼。
And this is how the doctrine of grace became part of the church.
这就为什么这个恩典成为教会的一个教条了。
Now, I'm not sure about that meat of strangled animals and from blood because I know many of us like to eat.blood with our food, but you know, that's another debate.
我是这里有讲到勒死的牲畜跟血要禁戒，但是我知道中国人有时候还喜欢吃含血的东西，不过那是另外的事。
Yeah, we can talk about it later.
我们可以回头再提。
The main thing is that Gentiles don't have to be circumcised and they don't have to follow all the laws of Moses.
这重点就是在外邦人不需要受割礼，也不需要来遵守摩西的律法。
All right, and just to make this point, one more point to make it very absolutely clear how important this is.
我再强调一次。
When Paul was writing to the Galatians,
当保罗写这个哥罗西书的时候
and, you know,
加拉太书的时候
I only imagine that as he's writing, there's SpongeBob annoying him, but that's a...but in Galatians chapter 2, he talks about how after the decision of the Jerusalem Council, he and Peter and Barnabas were eating together with Gentiles.
在加拉太书二章的时候，保罗跟巴拉巴跟犹太人跟这个外邦人坐在一起吃饭。
And he discovered that when the Gentiles came, Peter and Barnabas decided to separate themselves from the Gentiles, even though at the beginning they were sitting together for dinner, for a meal.
他们发现这个彼得跟巴拿巴好像想跟这些外邦人分开来吃饭。
So Paul confronted Peter and Barnabas.
所以保罗就抵挡这个彼得。
And he said, when I saw that they, that's Peter and Barnabas, were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel,I said to Cephas, or Peter, in front of them all, You are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile, and not like a Jew. But how is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs?
在二章十四节里头讲到说，但我一看见他们行的不正，与福音的真理不合，就在众人面前对基法说，就是彼得，你既是犹太人，若随外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事。怎么还勉强外邦人随犹太人呢
？So apparently Peter backslid. He was not able to stick to his own conviction.
很明显，保罗有点退步了。
So Paul confronted him.
所以这个保罗就彼得有点退步，保罗就把他指正出来。
So that's another example of how important and how central this teaching is.
就这讲到这一部分的教导是多么的重要。
So when we hear people teaching us about the Reformation all these other teachings about the grace of God,
当我们听到别人对我们有不教导这个恩典和神的恩典的时候
，I hope that you will keep in your mind, in the back of your mind, this point.
我希望大家把刚刚讲的这些记在心里。
All those teachings.Are responses to how to welcome Gentiles into the church.
我们所刚刚所讲的这些教导都是重点，就是在怎么接纳外邦人到我们中间来。
And it's about how to expand the kingdom of God to all the nations.
而且要怎么样把神的国扩展到外邦人中间。
So I hope that you will read Romans and Galatians and Ephesians again.
我希望大家能够读罗马书，读加拉太书，读以弗所书。
Because when you read that, you will see that Paul's main concern is how to get the church to bring Gentiles into the church. That's his main concern.
保罗的心意是怎么样把外邦人带到教会里头来。
And that, I believe, is the fruit of the gospel.
那我就深切的相信那是福音的果子。
How do we bear fruit?
我们怎么结果子呢？
By learning this lesson.
从这刚刚讲的这个课讲的内容里头怎么学习结果子呢？
It's not by forcing other people to believe every little doctrine that you believe in.
不是要别人相信我们所相信的一些教条。
It's first of all about learning to embrace people who are different.
主要就是要接纳不同文化不同形态的人。
And that's what you're doing actually.
其实我们也是这么样在做的。
Because like other Chinese churches, there are many different kinds of Chinese people who come to our churches.
就好像我们教会，就好像别的教会，到我们中间来的有各种各样不同的中国人。
Originally, the Chinese church in America was all Cantonese speaking.
最原始的中国教会里头很多都是讲广东话的。
And then people from Hong Kong migrated.
香港人过来。
And people from Taiwan came to the churches. 然后
从台湾的人来了。
And Chinese people who live in Singapore, in Malaysia, in Thailand, in Philippines, then they came.
新加坡、马来西亚、菲律宾的中国人也来了。
And then the children were born.
然后小孩子生出来。
And they're all Americanized.
然后这些都是美国人。
So in a typical Chinese church, you have all these different cultures trying to get along.
在一个中国教会里头就有很多这种文化在一起。
And aren't the most successful churches the one where everyone can get along?
那我们就是
Oh, you're laughing.
成功的教会吗？大家都能够和平共处吗？
At least try.
So, 至少我们是这么在试。
Every time we try to bring together these different people, we're doing exactly what Paul is trying to do.
但我每次尽力想要把不同文化种族这样的人能够集合在一起的时候，我们其实就是在做保罗的教导。
And I believe that the Chinese church is bearing the fruit of the gospel right now.
我相信我们中国教会现在正在结福音的果子。
But we are tempted to go in different directions.
但是我们常常也走不同的方向了。
So I hope that we stay focused on this message of embracing different kinds of people.
我希望大家能够再重新再调整脚步，再重视再把这个、mm-hmm. 把外邦人带到教会里头来。
Yeah, or try.
再努力。
Because, you know, the lesson we're learning here is that that it's easy to hate different people, easy to just set ourselves apart from different people, but harder and more courageous to love people.
在我们这里学到功课说要恨别人是很容易的，但是要爱别人是很需要勇气。
We're also learning that the way God works is to take us out of places where we're very comfortable and move outside and meet people who are different from us. And that's where the magic happens.
神所要我们的就是离开我们很舒服的这个环境，能接纳更多不同的人。
And we're learning that in order to do that, we have to have an open mind and open heart to people.
我们必须把我们的心跟我们的心意敞开。
And I think this is especially important for ABCs.
这特别对我们这个 ABC 的族裔这些小朋友们特别重要。
And most of us who grew up in America would prefer to be in a church where everyone is like us.
我们很多人在北美的中国教会里头都很习惯跟我们一样的人在一起。
We want to be in a place where everyone speaks English perfectly.
我们希望能够跟一些讲英文讲得很好的人。
We want to be in a place where it feels very comfortable to talk about American stuff.
我们也很希望能够大家都讲同样美国的东西。
But I hope that this message speaks to us ABCs too.
我希望这个今天的信息对在美国生的中国人能够有一些影响。
We too have to learn to open up our hearts and our minds to yes, even Chinese people.
我们自己也要对我们中国人也要甚至也要敞开我们的心。
Because learning how to deal with translation.
就像我现在必须跟我的翻译一起来同工。
That's not easy.
也不是很容易的事情。
It's not comfortable.
也不很舒服。
Learning how to talk to your older people who don't share the same culture as you do is hard.
然后你要跟这个老一点的人跟你文化有点不一样的要来沟通也是有点难。
But you know, if your parents could do it,
但是你知道吗？如果你的父母可以做的话，
because they had to adjust from Chinese to English all the time,
因为他们，你的父母也需要常常做这样调整。
They moved from Asia to America and had to try to start all over. If they could do that,
他们从亚洲搬到这里来，他必须要重新学习很多事情。如果他们可以做的话，
Why can't we?
为什么我们不能做呢？
Why are we excused from being a cross-cultural missional people?
为什么我们自己要分开来了？我们也可以做一个跨文化的一个传福音的人呢？
So I think that this is a message that we all need to embrace more fully.
我想今天的信息主要就是说，我们要接纳，大家要接纳更多。
So when you look at Paul again, don't look at him as just teaching grace and faith. That's is really about this.
所以当我们在看保罗的时候，不要只注重在他的恩典的教导，其实他主要还是在强调要接纳外邦人。
He wants us to learn how to be together with difference.
他希望我们跟不同的人种文化的不同的层面的人在一起。
I'll conclude with this passage from Ecclesiastes.
我这以传道书第十一章一节来做结束。
In this version is send your bread up upon the water, for after many days you will get it back.
当将你的粮食撒在水面，因为日久必能得着。
I think the translation is questionable, but it's similar to Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you.
这个跟马太福音里头讲的这个先求他的国跟他的义，他一切都会加给我们是类似的。
To be a healthy church,
要做成为一个健康的教会。
We have to put aside everything that makes us uncomfortable. We have to put aside the things that make us comfortable and be willing to embrace the discomfort.
我们必须要把让我们自己舒服的东西给放下，能够接纳更多不一样。
And learning how to talk to somebody and being in a relationship with someone who's very different from you is very much part of the gospel.
要跟学习跟不同的人能够建立好的关系，让他们能够也有福音的好处是非常重要的，是福音的中心。
If God could just continue to lift up more people with this type of character.
如果我们可以让神使用，能够有更多这样的人的话
，The church will continue to grow.
那我们的教会就会继续的增长。
And our spiritual faith will grow even more.
那我们的在属灵灵命里头的信心就会长得越好。
This is the fruit of the gospel.
这就是福音的果子。
May God's name be praised.
愿神的名得荣耀。
Can we pray just briefly?
让我们大家一起来祷告。
I thank you, God, for the patience of everyone here.
谢谢神给我们每个人的耐心。
Because when we look at the Bible and study deeply,
当我们打开圣经来研究深一点的时候，
we have to pay so close attention to every little detail.
我们必须要对一些很小的地方能够来注意。
And I pray that this core truth,
我祷告这些很重要中心的这些真理。
Will not only be in our minds,
不仅仅是在我们的心里，
but will be embraced into our hearts,
而且会让我们心变成一个接纳人的，
and then act it out with our hands and our feet.
然后我们的行为跟我们的所作所为能够把它做出去。
I pray that the fruit of the gospel will grow in us.
我为这事情来祷告，福音的果子会在我们中间长得更多。
So we will become people who truly know how to love others.
所以我们可以变成一个懂得怎么爱别人的人。
And learn how to just embrace the discomfort of difference.
我们也会接纳不同种族的人。
Thank you, God, for Paul.
谢谢主耶稣的教导。
For Paul's messages.
然后带给我们这个保罗的这些教导。
Thank you for Jesus's messages.
谢谢耶稣基督的教导。
And thank you for Peter's story.
谢谢彼得的故事。
May we be like Peter and open our hearts to people.
让我们能够学习像彼得一样，能够对外邦人能够打开心。
In Jesus' name I pray.
也奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. 你好，你好，你好。 I'm going to have an open heart and open mind and I will speak Mandarin to you.
谢谢那个Dr.
Tim Singh. 那个 message 漂亮。 I have a couple of announcements for the English side. First of all, the small groups, we're going to get into small groups right after this, so find your small group leader. If I have not given you the questions for this morning session, please look for me. I have them ready for you. Also, the small group leaders, we're going to meet at 12 o'clock in the Kinzer room. We'll have a quick meeting just to regroup and be on the same page. Again, 3:30, we are having a workshop for the college and post-college on decisions. And do you really have a choice? And we're going to look at all the aspects of what happens when we have a choice. Also, again, 4:45, for all the teens and the children, we will meet in the gymnasium and we have some games. And that is it for today's announcement. 谢谢。
Again, thank you, Tim, for bringing the message to us. 谢谢 Tim 带给我们的信息。Before I release everybody, as you've heard, Pastor David said what's going to happen for the youth on after this evening. There's just two things I want to say. After lunch, we have the group photo, so please hang around the fire pit behind this building so we can have a group picture. Okay? And then at 2 p.m., there is a group activity time. That's just the time. For the little kids, the parents need to come, and if they want to go the rock climbing, they need to come to the roundhouse to sign up for it. And the others, Peter will try to organize some hiking for you guys. So again, you gather around the fire pit over there. So that's all I have to say. 需不需要我翻译中文? Well, okay, you can go now.